worship. We learned this song a few weeks ago. So, Lord, multiply my hallelujahs for you. It goes like this.
Your love is radiant like diamonds, bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us, like blazing wildfires. Sing your name.
Ready? Here we go.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky.
Let's start with some scripture this morning. Lynette's going to read.
Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced, O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones.
Amen.
There's no space that his love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find us. There's no end to your amazing. Take me in with your arms spread wide. Take me in.
This is my resurrection song. Here we go.
This is my resurrection song. This is my hallelujah come. This is why it's to you I run. This is my resurrection song. This is my hallelujah come. This is why it's to you I run.
There's your feelings.
There's no space that is not can reach. There's no place where we can find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on.
You may be seated. We're going to switch gears here. What was happening in those storms? His disciples were freaking out. Lord Jesus. They couldn't comprehend that Jesus, there, right there in the boat, actually had power over the wind and the waves. It may feel like that in our own lives, huh? Some of the things that we're going through in our lives. We know that Jesus is with us, but we haven't really thought about Him having power over the things that are tossing us back and forth. Remember what Jesus said? Be still. Wind and waves, be still. And then He turned to His disciples as the water went whoosh, and the wind stopped. He turned to His disciples and He said, where's your faith? It's like you guys should have known this, but you didn't. Anybody live there this week? That's why we have Sundays, amen? That's why we have worship, to get refocused on Jesus. Because it's so easy to just focus on the wind and the waves and get freaked out and scared to death. This is a beautiful old hymn. It says, be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Let's sing it together.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. Faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake. Guide the future as He has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves, the winds shall know. His voice will rule them while He dwelt below.
Let's stand together on that last verse.
Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on. When we
shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past. All safe and blessed, we shall meet at last.
He has grace on us. Amen. When we are scared to death in the boat, he doesn't just toss us overboard and says, well, you blew your chance. Amen?
Amen.
He has grace on us. He has grace to forgive us of our sins. He has grace for us to grow in our faith and mature in him. I've been a piece of work for him. I know I have over the years. But he's been so graceful. Let's sing about it this morning. And
marvelous grace of our loving God, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. That will pardon and cleanse within. Glorious grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all my sin.
Everybody said amen. Amen. Let sin and despair like the sea waves roll. Let's sing it together.
Sin and despair like the sea waves cold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Pardon and cleanse within. Glorious grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? There is flowing a crimson tide, brighter than snow you may be today. God is grace, God is grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. That is greater than all our sin.
Look at that last verse. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. That's freely given. Some of you have been thinking about winning the lottery. I can't deny I've thought about it too, and how wonderful that would be. But that wouldn't solve my problems. God gives his grace. Freely bestowed, freely given, freely shared. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? That can be more than saving grace this morning. That can be grace for you and me to accept what we're going through at the time. Remember, Paul prayed over and over again to God, Lord, deliver me from this thorn in the flesh. And he didn't share what that was exactly. But remember, he prayed and he prayed and he prayed, and then he came back having received an answer from God. God didn't take the thorn out of his flesh. Instead, he gave him grace to accept it. Amen. Can you hear me all the way back? Sometimes the grace that we need for today is grace to live where we're at, have patience, have hope, be ready to endure patiently, and keep on keeping on, amen? Because our faith really isn't in our circumstances and how good or bad they are. Our faith is in God, amen? Let's sing that last verse together. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace.
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You are longing to see his face. Will you this moment his grace receive? That will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Did you hear what Lynette and Bill and Steve are singing? Marvelous grace, infinite grace. We're all just singing grace, grace. Let's sing that again. Marvelous grace, infinite grace. Here we go.
Grace, infinite grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
May be seated. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, hear the word of the Lord. This is food for our soul this morning. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse. I want to give us all a moment to just comprehend that we're hearing the word of God right now. We're not just filling the air. Amen. These are life-giving words. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it's written, "It is mine to revenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Well, that takes faith to live like that, doesn't it? To trust him, even though we may not see the outcome coming over the horizon that we think it's not looking like it should in our eyes. It takes faith to receive that and accept it. Let's sing together. Is going to lead us in prayer.
Before I pray, Brad's going to put some words up on the screen. I was sort of moved to read the scripture this morning before we pray. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at the right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So let's bow in prayer now. Well, Lord God, you're mighty.
Yes.
And yet your eye is on us.
Yes.
You are our protector. We're in your hands each and every day. You are that shade. You are that protector from the sun and the moon and all the forces of this world that we don't have control of. And you keep our soul safe. We're not promised that we won't be in trials, but you're there with us each and every step of the way. A lot of times you're carrying us when we don't even know it.
Right.
And we just thank you that you are with us and that you are protecting us. And Lord God, our confidence is in you.
Yes.
We hold up that confidence to you today, Lord. And just thank you and praise you for all that you've done. Your works are mightier than we can comprehend, but your scripture is there. It breathes life when we speak those words and we hear those words, and your spirit comes to us and mixes with us and just brings us to that place of understanding with you, Lord God. We just thank you for that. We thank you for your Holy Spirit in us and for Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. So we just thank you today. We ask for a blessing on this message today. And we ask you, Lord, to look out for us over this nation, Lord God, where we can still worship you freely. And we thank and praise you for all the blessings that you've given to us. Because no matter what trials we're going through, we know that you've blessed us way more than we can see. So you told us to count our blessings. And so we do that right now as we come before you. And we ask you to just continue to bless this day. And we praise you and thank you for each and every day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Look at that second verse. It just seems to be a response to the prayer that's just been prayed.
May thy rich grace impart strength my fainting heart, my zeal in the sun. As thou hast died for me, holy my love to thee, pure, warm, and changelessly.
You may be seated. As we switch gears here for a moment, is Jeanette in the house? There you are. Jeanette's going to come up, and we've got some helpers today. Let's see, what did I do? Oh, here they are. Jeanette's going to come up, and if you are helping us today with this illustration, would you come on up? There's a couple, three of you. They're making your way on up. Okay.
Is that Candy? I'll help.
This is Candy.
Steve wants to help.
Steve's about
up
here now.
Yes. So you might have to adjust it, Sammy.
We can't have too many volunteers here, so this mic's really hot. So, all right. Jeanette's going to share a little bit. This is a very special weekend because it is...
I thought they were going to be up top.
Labor Day weekend, and we're missing one volunteer. Where did he
there
go?
There he is.
There he is. Okay.
Come on out. I thought they were going to be behind me.
They are.
Okay.
You can be right
can
out
I
here.
Be in front of that?
That'd be perfect. Okay. Now, Jeanette is going to share about Celebrate Family Day and about everything getting ready to happen this weekend, but while she's sharing, I want you to kind of watch what's going on up here, okay?
And I do know what's going on back there, okay? I do. All right. Just to direct your attention out to the table I have in the hallway that has no light, all of the Celebrate Family Day stuff is out there. You can sign up for the scavenger hunt and the family bike ride. And if it's going to be a competition for you, I need your name and your made-up name and your made-up family out there. There's some information sheets for you so you don't get lost on the path. And for the scavenger hunt, if you are wanting to do that, you do need a phone or a camera, or it will not work very well for you. There's also a sign-up sheet out there for the food. I'm asking just so that we have enough for all of our friends and family that might join us, bring a meat dish and then two other dishes to pass. That can be vegetable, fruit, yummy desserts, whatever you want to bring, but just enough for you and your family and friends. And if it rains, we will play games under the pavilion for all of those who are brave enough to do so. But just to recap some of the things that are happening on tomorrow, 8:30 at Grand Detour. Come back to the table and you can talk to me. Hopefully Dan will be there for a minute just to explain some details. 11 o'clock starts the scavenger hunt. You will want to come by 10:30 to register for that if you haven't already. And then the picnics at noon. And the volleyball and bike rides start at 1 p.m. If you are doing the bike ride, try to be there. Well, you should be there because we're eating. But 12:30, we can register if you haven't already done that. So for all of you who are brave, it's supposed to rain all day. So we're hoping for little brief periods that we can get out from under the pavilion and play. So come and have fun with us. We've had about 100 at each picnic, and we're hoping to have more this year. So come and play with us. We have fun. It's real relaxed.
And exchange for a crown.